Tell us a little bit about Farm Bureau Day yesterday.
Well, it's my favorite day up here in Tallahassee. We always try and make sure to come up for Florida Farm Bureau's Taste of Florida reception with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And it's a smorgasbord of Florida farm produce and fresh from Florida beef and shrimp and grits and chocolate milk and fruits and vegetables and yogurt parfaits. And it's the most wonderful time out on the courtyard. You get to see everybody from growers from southern Florida to the Panhandle and all of the legislators who represent those counties. It's one of the best days every year in Tallahassee.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing today in Tallahassee.
Well, we've been up as part of our grassroots visits to the Capitol, and so members of the State Association have been meeting with legislators in the House and the Senate to talk about a fee issue that has put Florida agribusiness at a competitive disadvantage to our southeastern states, Alabama and Georgia. And it's a pesticide supplemental registration fee that essentially doubled what we pay for pesticide registrations in the state. So Florida is now the second highest in the nation for pesticide registration fees. And this supplemental fee, which is on top of the brand registration we pay and expect to pay and will keep paying, it's extra, and it's been going for the chemical residue lab. So we're visiting legislators and saying, in this state economic situation, could we revisit this and roll it back and have it go back to having a general taxpayer support for the chemical residue lab? So we hope to see that supplemental pesticide fee go away this year.